You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Morning. How's the vibe?
Very
in the
good.
Studio around the team.
Stephen is doing like an Egyptian type of crab dance over there.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bit of fun.
It's such a shame we're only audio.
You would love to see Stephen in this moment. Trust me.
Maybe I should start filming him and just posting it to our socials.
That's a good idea. At Novos _ future updates.
Yeah. Do you guys actually think I'm a good dancer or are you just humouring me?
Nah, I think you are. Oh, hang on a second.
Sometimes you're good, other times you're just plain weird, and I love it. I'm here for it, though.
No, I think you are excellent, Stephen.
You think there's a career in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I just...
Don't listen... You know what? Don't listen to the haters.
I'm just thinking, like, the economy, you know, the state of which it's in at the moment, everyone needs an extra couple of dollars.
Sure. That's true. Side hustle.
You know, maybe a side hustle of dancing. I'm just thinking about it.
And you know what? You should never listen to the haters. When Bill Gates was tippity-tapping on his laptop, you know, people at his school, oh, you're such a nerd. Now he's worth hundreds of billions of dollars. That does not happen by listening to haters. That's what I say.
Okay, interesting. Well, maybe I'll go, maybe do some busking on Beaumont Street or something like that.
Yeah, you could be the Bill Gates of dancers.
Well, if I park myself opposite Tambourine Man or whatever it is on Beaumont Street.
Music's
already provided.
Yeah, there you go.
Happy days. I'm just going to do a bit of dancing.
Do you think he'd want to cut?
You know what? If he did, it's probably fair enough.
Yeah.
He provides some of the entertainment, you know. I wouldn't offer it straight up. Cut of the money.
Yeah.
But if he came over and asked, he's like, hey, mate, come on, I'm doing a fair bit of the work here. It'd be hard to argue with that.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
What percentage would you give him?
Oh, you know what?
10%.
No, I was going to go higher than 10. I think I'll start 20-80.
Small butter chicken from Raj's Corner.
I'm happy to move to 30-70 if he's a tough negotiator, though.
Yeah, ooh. So you'd give him up to 30%.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he could also be replaced by, like,
Huey Boom.
Huey Boom. AI's coming for our jobs, man.
Yeah, but that's it. You don't want to take away a job from a hard-working Novocastrian.
That is true. He does bang that tambourine.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, with the cooler weather getting closer, one of my favourite elements of this is it means it's sitting by the fireside season.
Do you have a fire?
Yeah, a little wood-burning fire.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Haven't started it yet, but I did do my first gathering of firewood yesterday in preparation.
Hunter style. Did you have your flannelette on as well with an axe?
I didn't, but now I know what I want for Christmas.
It's in the living room there. Do you not remember seeing it when we were over for dinner?
I was a pretty big
feature of the...
Stephen, I was more focused on Molly, the whippet, and also the margaritas that were being thrown in my face.
Yeah, well.
Fair enough.
Fair play. And it wasn't on, to be fair. So, yeah, first...
It takes up a fair chunk of the living room.
Yeah.
Well, I'm oblivious.
Is it a real fireplace, though?
Yeah.
Because we had one at home that looked very similar to that. It was a cheeky gas one.
Oh, no, this is...
So they're meant to look like a real, you know, wood fireplace, but it was a gas one. That's a real wood one?
Yep, and there's nothing better when you get that going. A little glass of whiskey in hand. It's a cool winter's evening.
All right, then.
I will put my flannelette on. I've got to get one first, but I'm going to get one to feel more of a gatherer.
Well, Coco's birthday.
Where do you source the wood from? Do you just buy a bag from Bunnings or do you pick up bits and bobs?
Yeah, bits and bobs. Often if, like, an old house is being pulled down, you can get the frame.
Oh, right.
Because it's Australian hardwood. It just gets chucked in the tip.
And if you've got your van, you've got the means to transport it.
Easy to fill up and then just cut it up at home. So, yeah, first gathering day yesterday. Winter is getting close and I'm so excited.
There you go. True lumberjack. Look at you go, Creamo.
I'm okay.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Morning, Jackie. How are you travelling?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Oh, that's good to hear. Let's dive into these stories. First off, a man is appearing in Newcastle Court today after an alleged altercation in Sydney with a kitchen knife.
Lol.
Yeah. Yeah, so a 25-year-old man was arrested by police yesterday morning at Bar Beach after an alleged affray in Sydney last month. So the police went to the address in Cranbrook in Sydney where they actually witnessed the two men being involved in the altercation where he lunged at the other man with a kitchen knife.
Oh, you're going to be bad, be good at it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Mm. I don't know. The whole situation never... I mean, knives... Oh,
it's never a good idea.
Scares me in public. I don't know. You can have plenty of kitchen knives in your kitchen. Mm. Doesn't worry me. But when someone has one out and about, you think, that shouldn't be here.
Is that a regular occurrence for you, Kriver? You're spotting people?
Well, you know, I do live in Mayfield.
Anything could happen out there.
You've said it. Mm. You have said it.
Yeah, I'm even scared in my own kitchen with my own knives. I don't even trust myself, so let alone someone else.
So what's the go? He's in court today, is he?
Yeah, so he was arrested and he's in Newcastle court today.
Oh, well.
Do we know what, like, kitchen knife is quite, I guess, a broad term? Like, do we know if it's like a butter knife or a steak knife? Because they're two very different crimes, aren't
they? That's true, up to cooking, even.
So the description is a large kitchen knife.
Right, okay.
So how large, I'm not too sure, but it could have been one of those really big meat knives.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You can do some damage with that guy.
How about the turkey whiff?
Allegedly. That's my speculation, though, don't you?
Yeah, okay.
Love that word. Good word. Moving on, though, a yacht has broken down kind of north of Lake Mac Newcastle area?
Yeah, so just off Newcastle, they're bound for Port Stephens and they've run out of fuel mid-journey. SES has brought the yacht goers, three men who'd run out of fuel, back into Newcastle Harbour just before sundown.
I reckon that's just a waste of resources. Emergency services, they don't be needing that. Can you imagine? It's like, oh, I've ran out of fuel, need your help.
Yeah, is there one?
Just leave them out there.
Absolutely. Paddle back.
Do you think there should be like an NRMA for boats?
Waterside Assist. Yeah,
that's
got
a good name.
Marketing.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, they charge you so much, NRMA, if you need to get fuel from them.
Yeah.
How much are you going to be to get it out on a boat?
More.
Yeah.
Expensive. I think boat fuel's expensive enough, but to get it delivered, that would cost a lot.
What
do
boats
use?
Like diesel? I don't know.
I think so.
Yes. You're right. Yeah.
I yesterday went to that metro just down the road here at Sandgate on Maitland Road.
Yeah.
I just got 91. Normally, I treat the car like 95, but the cost of living is getting everyone.
Yeah.
91, it was like $2.10 a litre or something on a Monday. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's up at the moment. So, yeah. That's why boaties are... I will just play fuel light bingo. Not such a good idea when you're out on the water.
Yeah.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
For this next story, we head to Italy.
Ooh,
oh, okay. When the moon...
sorry, I don't have the Italy music ready. There we go.
You always have Italy music ready.
Yes. Okay, Ari's family's part of the world.
What about my family's part of the world? What's going on?
Well, more specifically, we head to this remote island off the coast of Italy. It's like 2 to 3 hours by boat from Sicily or something like that.
Okay.
It's very, very remote. Only 5 square kilometres big. It's actually an old dormant volcano.
Oh.
That's cool.
Which is a bit of a tourist attraction. People go and see it and they're like, oh, how cool is this? Or the bits and bobs. The island, of course, holds a small, modest population, you know, who are in charge of the tourism industry and a bit of farming and stuff there. About 100 people, which seems right for a 5 square kilometer island.
Yeah.
You know,
not too big, not too small.
Got enough
families.
Room. Yeah, that's it. You know, if you have 3 or 4 people living in each house, the houses aren't on top of each other. Seems like fairly reasonable.
Right.
They also have, though, over 600 goats on this island.
That's a lot of goats.
Which sure is
a lot of chops.
6 times the amount of people, over 6 times the amount of people, and over 120 goats per square kilometre. Which starts to, you know, get a little bit tired.
It's a bit crowded.
Apparently the population has grown so much in recent years. A familiar story. A farmer brought them there like 20 years ago with the intention to breed and use them to, you know, make, you know, cheeses and bits and bobs, and then
and
gave up on that, gave
gave up on that project, let them run free. And
now
run free they have.
Oh, dear.
Damaging green vegetation, they're causing havoc in gardens, knocking away stone walls, apparently.
I'm telling you, goats are just mischievous little things and you just do not want to have them around.
Well, they are naughty, aren't they?
They are so cheeky. They've been going into people's houses as well, which is, this is where problems are being caused. So in an effort to try and control goat numbers, the island is giving them away. So this is what they've said. We absolutely do not want to even consider culling the animals. So we are encouraging the idea of giving them away. This is a quote from the mayor. Yeah. Anyone can make a request for a goat. It doesn't have to be a farmer and there are no restrictions on numbers.
That's just them, another way of saying, look, we just want these things out of here. Just come and grab them.
It's like when you see on Facebook Marketplace, free couch. Somebody's got to move and they need the couch gone. They're like, well, it's for free. If you want it, come and get it.
Well, it feels like the goats are to this island what, like, penguins are to Phillip Island, or, like, what crocs are to Rottnest Island here in Australia.
There's so many of them.
And they become part of the tourism industry.
Yeah.
So they don't want to completely get rid of them, but they've just gone, there is way too many knocking about here.
Just side note, what's the bet that it smells really bad on that island? Like, there'd be air fresheners and Glen 20 going around like there's no tomorrow.
Small island, there'd be heaps of sea breezes and stuff knocking about. I think, like, the smell would be okay. The problem is when they get in your house.
Yeah, if it breaks into your kitchen and then, you know, does a wee, that is a bad smell.
Now, I'm not sure if you're aware, Ari, but the show, we have a goat. We have Caramilk the goat.
We own a goat.
I thought you were going to say goat. It's in, Chippy's the goat. You know, producer Chippy.
Well, he is the goat.
Yeah.
But we have an actual animal goat. We own a goat.
Where?
Caramilk the goat.
He lives in Maitland behind a karate studio.
No.
Yeah.
Do we feel like we need a bit of company for Caramilk?
You reckon we should go and get one from this Italian island and bring it back?
Like, should I put in a request? And say,
I think
hey,
you should.
Like, we've got Caramilk there, getting a bit lonely. How about we get Caramilk a friend?
Yes.
All right, this is a plan. Let's make it happen.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Now, Crevo, I feel like I owe you an apology. And I want Ari to be here and bear witness to said apology.
What is going on here?
All right.
I feel like I've taunted you and teased you and claimed that you've had your tinfoil hat on for too long regarding your speculation about weather reporting.
Okay.
Crevo always says it's a guessing game and the weatherman is just making it up on the spot.
Oh, yes, okay.
And I've always been like, oh, of course there's a science behind it. But when we look at this weekend just gone and the weather of the last couple of days, they have bottled it, haven't they? Oh, yeah, 200 mils over the weekend. It's going to be an absolute science under. It was the nicest weekend we've had in a long time, wasn't
it? Perfect.
There wasn't a drop of water to fall from the sky, was there?
I've berated you for too long.
Well, thank you, sir. Apology accepted.
I'm glad. You know what? You're a more mature man than I, because I wouldn't have accepted the apology that quickly.
Thank you, mate. Quick to forgive.
You're a good man.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Now, it is no secret, guys, that Italians are quite renowned for certain cliches. You know, we like our tiramisus and our coffee and, hand gestures and all of that jazz. Well, the most cliched act of a famous performer has just been uncovered. I'm talking about the late and great Luciano Pavarotti. Now, he's a renowned Italian opera singer, okay? He's
the most famous tenor.
Thank you. Okay, so you know who he is, Grevo. Steven, do you have any idea?
Nah, no idea.
Google him after this chat.
Yeah, never heard of him.
He's fantastic. My dad loves him. Of course he does.
He sounds like a pasta dish, though. So that is the number one, criteria to be a true Italian.
Well, stick around because you'll find out a big connection between that. Details have now emerged over his snacking habits during his sold-out performances. So one of the directors...
Sold out. This is opera we're talking about.
best in the world.
Best in the world.
Yeah. Okay.
So one of the directors from the Met, so the Museum of the Met, revealed that Pavarotti used to actually keep secret stashes of cooked pasta at the side of the stages that he would perform on. He would walk off the stage between his little arias or his little songs and whatever to, like, grab a handful of this pasta and snack on it, like, as he's waiting for his next song.
Shove it in his mouth.
Yeah.
What, just plain cooked pasta?
Yep.
Not even like a nice like tomato sauce or something?
Well, it doesn't, you know, go into specifics of a sauce, but yeah, so you just get like, you know, your cooked little shells and whatever. Yeah, and then just start like snacking on. He used to throw it down his neck and then go back out and perform his next song.
He's proper Italian, isn't it?
Yeah.
And to be fair, when you see Pavarotti, like a picture of him, you go, yeah, he loves pasta.
He loves his food.
He's a portly fellow, let's just say.
Yeah, he was
around. Let's not pressing his arm, though.
Yeah, well, you need something to support that big voice. But, like, his demands for, like, you know, going and performing was ridiculous. Like, he would have, like, oh, I need all of this pepperoni. I need all of this cheese. I need this. I need this. I need this. So, like, he was quite the demanding food lover.
The backstage. Yeah, backstage rider of his. Very different. You know, you hear, say, Beyonce. She wants, oh, a bowl of Skittles with all the blue ones picked out.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Like that. Pavarotti's like, couple of bowls of pasta, please.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is, I guess, easier in a way.
Oh, it definitely is.
A simple man.
Yeah.
I like simple things.
Love
simple
it.
Taste. A pile of salami, please. As big as my head.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
The other night, I was heading back from Hamilton to the Mayfield Cottage and passing through Tyres Hill, just near the Royal Oak Hotel. You know, across the road from there, there's sort of like a park that's connected to the TAFE.
Yes.
They play, people play soccer on there sometimes. I guess it's just the TAFE. Yeah, the TAFE's like recreational area or something.
Sure.
Are you guys familiar?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was evening, the sun had set, and it was sort of dark, and I don't know, there was a bit of like mist in the air. And I'm coming around that corner past the Royal Oak Hotel towards Mayfield.
Yeah.
Out of the corner of my eye to the left, I see this green glowing ring, right? Just to give you a bit of context, this is what I imagine it would have sounded like.
Oh, this is spine chilling, eerie stuff.
Yeah.
I'm quite scared, actually.
Well, yeah, because wouldn't you be? You saw this green glowing ring. It was probably about the size of two pizza boxes next to each other.
Right.
So, you know, a decent size to it. Quite a thin ring of green glowing
light.
Wait,
so that's how big it looked to you from where you were, the size of two pizza boxes put together.
Maybe it's hard to describe, but yeah, that's how big I think it is anyway.
Oh, right, okay.
So
what was this green light doing? Was it just like floating around in the air? Was it moving?
It was floating in the air. It was sort of near there's like a little toilet block building down there or something.
Okay.
Just floating there. Just sitting there probably about a metre off the ground.
Okay.
Out of the corner of my eye, I spot it there. I do a double take because you don't see a green glowing ring and then not look twice.
Of course, yeah.
And then it was still there. I thought to myself, that's so odd. Anyway, I get home to the Mayfield Cottage and the next evening I'm out walking my dog Molly.
Yeah.
And in the Mayfield Park, I see the same green glowing ring.
What the really? Heck? It's followed you home, Crevo.
I was like, are you joking me? This is out of control. You know, have I got aliens amongst us? Or what is happening?
Are you a believer, Ari?
No, I'm not. It might have just been like laser pointers or something.
No, I don't know. This was too strong a light. Stephen, what are your thoughts on this?
Famously a big believer.
Yeah.
My thoughts are maybe if you said it was near the toilet block there at Tyres Hill, near the TAFE, maybe that like that has become a bit of a rest stop on the international, like the intergalactic M1.
Well, that's the thing.
Okay.
Because when aliens are travelling, sure, they got to stop as well.
Well, they need a dunny stop, don't they?
When you go down to Sydney, you stop at Hungry Jack's. We go to the toilet, grab something to eat. They need something as well if they're going from planet to planet.
Wouldn't you think if it was a UFO stop-off, they'd be, like, hovering above and then they just beam you down and then beam you back up? So you'd have to see the beams coming down, right?
Well, I don't know that that's how... That just might be how they look in movies.
Well,
that's the thing. Anyway...
Well, they could be doing a number twos. So they're there for a while, you know.
You wouldn't see the beams.
You know?
That's the thing.
Yeah,
right.
You haven't seen them.
Now, luckily, the... I mean, the one that I saw in Mayfield, I can't say it was the same, but it did look similar, very similar. So luckily, of course, I had to investigate. Molly's there. She's a bit nervous. And I see the glowing green in the distance again.
Well, dogs often kind of have that. They sense this stuff. They sense danger before humans do.
A sixth sense.
They most certainly do, yeah.
If you will. So I approach this thing. I'm getting closer. Molly's looking left, looking right. She's like a little darting about. She's sniffing. What's going on here? And I get closer. Now, the one in Mayfair, I can't say for sure it was the same, but it did look quite similar. And the one in Mayfield, turns out they've just installed one of those, like, resuscitation machines, and they've put a green light next to it. Now, if anyone knows if there's one in Tyers Hill, that's all good. But if there's not, that's aliens. That's a guarantee that there is aliens right here. In Tyers Hill, they are amongst us, guys.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So I went to yesterday the bottle shop next to Coles Charlestown Square. I think it's a Liquorland.
Yeah.
Liquorlands are the ones normally connected to Coles,
correct,
right?
Correct. Yes, I know what you're talking about, that little one there. Yeah.
Yeah, so I just ducked in there because I was doing a few bits and bobs, getting some stuff sorted. Mm. And while I was there, I was like, you know, I'll buy a present for Chippy because it was his birthday yesterday.
God, where was my present when it was my birthday?
Sorry.
I'm kidding. What did you get him?
So I went and bought him a 4-pack of Bilson's Fruit Tingles.
Yeah.
Or Tangles or whatever they call it.
Yeah, he loves a fruity drink.
So right. I was already in a position that I'm not normally in. I had to ask the lady for help. I was like, I don't know where these are. I don't even know what they look like. I just know that Chippy really likes this drink. I know he's talked about it a fair bit.
Sure.
So anyway, I bought that and already I was looked a bit lost at the bottle. I went to the counter to go purchase it. Plus, I bought a nice bowl of Tempranillo as well.
That's more your area, I guess.
And she was like, the lady serving was like, can I please have your Flybuys card? Now, I handed her my Woolworths Everyday Rewards card.
the enemy.
She went, wrong one. And you know what? I'll need to see some ID as well. She just
thought... In what world do you look under 18, though, to be fair?
In no world. But I think she was just kind of like, well, this, you know what? Waste my time with this rubbish Woolworths stuff.
I'm going to waste yours.
I'll waste your time as well. An eye for an eye. Bugger, you've done me in here. What can you do? You can't refuse to give them ID.
No, because...
Out comes the license.
Yeah, and she went... Okay, that is you, I guess. Yesterday on the show, I told the story of my whippet, my dog Molly versus the magpie.
Oh, yes, funny.
Dramatic.
Very dramatic. Basically, this guy was out looking at the house so we can hopefully get a lower interest rate on our house. We're trying to change the finance around.
He's just doing an evaluation.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, yeah, you do have 3 bedrooms. Yep, it looks all right, you know, that sort of thing.
Yep.
Anyway, he's doing that. And he was there for 15 minutes total, not even.
Okay.
During that time, my dog Molly went out the back for what Emmy, my wife, was there, thought was just to go out for a pee.
Mm.
And she went out and caught in her jaws a magpie.
Which is impressive in itself.
Well, not great, though. The poor magpie.
Of course.
My wife, Emmy, runs out screaming at the dog, put it down. Like the dog thinks it's a game there.
Around.
The neighbours are wilsoning over the fence. What's happening here, you know? And then they came over to try and help. The guy that was there got roped into helping to try and get the magpie off the dog. Eventually they did. The magpie was fine. Got it out through the front gate. It's all's well that ends well.
Yep.
But if you're a person who has to go out into people's houses, I guess, is your job.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you repair things or maybe you have to, you know, you do in-home sales or something like that.
Oh, sure.
What is the most unusual thing you've seen happen or seen in someone's house?
God, that'd be some interesting stuff happening, wouldn't there?
Yeah, or things you're not meant to see as well, perhaps.
Oh. And that's, you know, like you said, kind of this is one that's, you know, aimed at tradies, but also people who do end of lease cleans or like,
sure.
I've got a mate of mine who works as a real estate photographer.
Mm-hmm.
His job's come in and try and sell the house, I guess. And the stuff people leave out, just when you know someone's coming to take photos, you think you'd put it all away.
Yeah.
He said particularly the bathroom is the worst place.
Ooh.
You see all kinds of bits and bobs.
That you're not meant to see.
That you're not meant to see, yeah.
So this is what I wanted to do here. 4967 4105. What have you seen when you've been in someone's house for work or whatever?
Such an insight into their life, isn't it?
I know,
so many
I know.
Interesting people.
Maybe it's just like a super messy house or there was a stink to it or what have you seen? To Josh in East Maitland, rather, what did you see on a house visit?
Going in the bathroom, looking underneath the cabinet, found a couple of adult toys.
Oh, no. Like, did you have to go in under the cabinet there? Were you, like, you know, is that part of your job, was it?
Yeah, just doing a bit of plumbing in there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you have to get into all the sweet spots.
Is there any awkward conversation between you and the owner, or...?
We sort of made eye contact after coming out of the bathroom and she sort of realised what was in there.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, at least there'll be a few clean pipes in that house.
She will never look at you again. All right, let's head over now to Rutherford. Good morning, Sam. What did you find on a house visit?
Good morning, guys. So my job involves delivering LPG cylinders to people's houses, mm-hmm. and occasionally I need to, like, knock on a door or something like that to get a gate unlocked for my... job to be done.
Sure.
And one time I knocked on the door and I was greeted by a butt naked man. He was complete starkest and I was just like, here to deliver your gas.
Was he expecting someone else? Did you get an explanation for this?
I didn't want one. I was just like, I'm not sure what was going on, but I was just like, I just lost words.
Is it maybe the fact that he needed, like, he was in the middle of a shower and ran out of gas, and then he's like, he's just phoned you, oh, we'll get the gas man out. Oh, thanks for coming, Sam.
Could well have been.
Should we do one more? Yeah, why not?
We'll go Nick Knock, Cess Knock. Jenny, what did you see when, you know, you were visiting someone's house?
Well, it was actually another insurance assessor. A story came to my house.
Okay. Oh, what'd they say at your house?
Yeah, I'd been robbed, and the insurance assessor had to come out to have a look at where things had been and stuff like that. And I just bought my son a new pet guinea pig, and I had the little guinea pig running around the floor with my son, and just as the guy walked in the door, the cat came out and pounced on the guinea pig and killed it.
Oh, no!
All the blood.
Oh my God, and you're just there like, I swear this doesn't normally happen.
Yeah,
the insurance says it's like, don't worry, I've seen it all.
We like to feed our cat live food.
Oh my God.
Crazy. Wow.
Well, geez.
What an insight into people's lives, isn't it?
You'd see it all in that kind of job.
1053. UFM. The Novos. Lowest to Lux.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. I wait every morning for this. This is Lowest to Lux, one of our favourite games to play. Basically how it works, we get one Novocastrian to play. Three items, you got to list them from the cheapest to the most expensive. Do that right, get a prize.
That is the summary.
Yep.
Absolutely. We'll go to Raymond Terrace to meet our contestant this morning. How's things, James? How you going?
Oh, not bad, though.
Yeah, very well, thanks. You excited to perhaps attend this progressive dinner happening at Wall's End?
Oh, I'm very excited.
Excellent.
Hopefully. Fingers across, toes across, even my legs across, which is a bit of fun.
You're a good man. Well, let's get into this. Three things, got to list them from the least to the most expensive. Best of luck.
Alrighty, James, here we go. The first item I have for you is the Dyson V8 Handstick Vacuum from JB Hi-Fi at Charlestown. So that's your first one. Mm-hmm. Your second item is going to be the Varsity Stripe 15-inch laptop case from Typo at Katara. And then, of course, your third item is the Westinghouse 7.5-kilo front loader washer.
Ooh.
Mm, okay, so just a quick recap. The Dyson Handstick Vacuum, the striped 15-inch laptop case, and, of course, the 7.5-kilo front loader washer. All right, James, what do you think's the cheapest?
The laptop case.
All right, let's lock that in as the lowest. Mm-hmm. 15-inch, that's pretty big, though.
It's decent size.
Not too big, Steven.
Right, okay. Well,
everyone's view of 15 inches is different, I guess.
Okay, we're going to lock that in as the lowest, even though I think it's quite a large case. Right.
What's the second one, James?
The Dyson.
All right, so we're going the vacuum cleaner in at 2.
Okay.
And then we've got the washing machine.
Yes.
By default.
Yes.
As the Lux, the most expensive.
Yeah.
You happy with that, James?
All right, let's get some prices, Ari.
Okay. The striped 15-inch laptop case from Typo Katara is going to set you back $40.
Okay.
For a laptop case?
Yeah, they're fancy. Yeah.
That is expensive, isn't it? I can't believe that.
Even James is blown away by that. Did you hear the tone of his wow?
Yeah, I didn't think that much. All right, anyway, so now up next we've got the vacuum cleaner. That was in at 2. What is the price of that?
It is one of the top vacuum cleaners you can buy, the Dyson V8 from JB. It's going to cost you $799.
Now, by the tone of his I think James is a little bit concerned about that high price.
It's all right.
I'm very.
Oh, gosh. Okay, all right.
Washing machine's got to be expensive, surely.
They are. The Westinghouse 7.5-kilo front loader washer is going to set you back $599. So close, James.
Oh, no. That is unfortunate. Who would have known washing machines so cheap?
Well, apparently this one is.
Everything else is so expensive.
Vacuum cleaner, a little zzz thing. Oh, well.
It is
better
a Dyson.
Luck next time. Yeah, Dyson, they know how to charge it, don't they? All right.
You pay for the name.
Well,
that's
your
it.
Words, not mine. Now, some potentially good news for Newcastle here, because it was such a sad day when the Cambo had its big farewell festival. Bittersweet, really, wasn't
it? Yeah, I went. It was. To be fair, it was such a fun night, but you're right, it was sad at the same time.
Because so many acts have played there and really, I guess, cemented themselves as a Newcastle institution that Cambo has.
Well, it has. It's become part of not only, like, Newcastle folklore, but Australian music folklore. Because you're right, a lot of us get their start at the Cambo, and that puts us on the map for touring artists.
Yeah, that's it. And it's I guess, you know, it wasn't always the most beautiful place, in some might argue.
No.
But because of its reputation as a live music hotspot, a lot of people came through. Anyway, it was sad when it was bought out by developers. It's a bit of a cliche in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But some interesting news has just happened over the last day or so. Apparently, it's back for sale again.
Yeah, this is interesting.
What do you mean? So the developers don't want it anymore? They've relisted it?
Yeah, so it's up for sale around 10 million.
Yeah, they want upwards of 10 mil they want.
Which, you know, while that seems like you and I joke, oh, is that all? But if you're buying a pub in Newcastle, I don't think there would be many cheaper than that, really.
Right, okay.
And, you know, for the position it's in.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this is an opportunity for someone in Newcastle to seize this and say, we're going to bring the Cambo back. Because can you imagine the amount of people that would love to go and see live music there again?
Oh, well, of course. But there's lots of places around Newcastle and the Hunter now that does live music. So the Cambo might not be as big of a hit as what it used to be. So whoever's going to buy this place might do something completely different with it.
Well, that is true. But it wouldn't take much marketing to go, the Cambo's back, baby.
Well, it's right near the train there. It's like, it is a pretty good location, isn't
it? It's prime land, which is probably why those developers snapped it up and it's going to turn it into some big student housing development.
Which is also very important, by the way. We have so many Newcastle Uni students.
That is, like, there's no doubt there's a need for housing.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
oh
eight
my
of them
God.
In a five-bedroom in Jesmond. That's fine. They can keep doing that. Well, like, I want the live music back.
Yeah, you know what? And call me nostalgic, but I would love to see it come back.
All right.
What is Dunny doing these days? Remember Andrew Dunn saved Massa Madre,
yeah.
And then he's done up the Lass, and that's become like a bit of a hot spot now, live music venue.
Oh.
What's he doing?
Let's get him on the phone. Not right now, but I mean, if he hasn't seen this little tidbit of news, he should get onto it, because God, it needs saving. Somebody please step in, do something, save this Newcastle institution.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Now, I could very well have the most interesting week ever this week.
That
right?
is a massive claim.
Hang on. Look. Hang on. Let me turn down the music. The most interesting week ever?
Yes. So I've now just been awarded the great honour of cutting my partner Mitchell's hair. He's finally going to let me do it. He has, like, this beautiful, like, head of hair. It's, like, this thick brown kind of long-ish hair. The, like, okay. Yeah, so it's, like, probably twice as long as Stephen's.
Is it, it's quite like. Straight from the pictures I've
it
seen.
It is straight, yeah. It has, like, a little bit of a curl that flicks out at the end. But anyway, so he just has so much hair at the moment. So he's like, oh, I need a haircut. And I said, do you want me to do it for you? Every time he says this, I always ask that question. Yeah. And he's like, oh, okay, all right, give it a go then. I'll let you do it. And he's like, ooh, all panicked in his voice. I'll let you do it, okay, just do it, just do it, just do it. So this week, I'm going to be cutting the hair.
Are you confident?
Oh, I'm so confident. I cut my hair all the time.
Are you going to do like a silver bowl over the top and then just snip it around the edge?
I hope he's not listening, because that's exactly what I was going to do.
That's no. That is fun. A bowl cut is fun. Rare to see these days.
You know what? I wouldn't do it to myself, Crevo, because that means I have to look at him. And he wouldn't look good with a bowl haircut.
Ah, there, brother.
You never know. I might suit him.
Yeah. Bit of a sort of Beatles vibe or something.
So it should be an interesting end of the week. So we'll see what it
looks
like. That
is exciting. I look forward to hearing about how that goes.
Yeah, keep us up to date. You need to help us settle one of Australia's biggest debates. This comes after I was chatting to our producer, Scott Chibby from Pell, yesterday. It was his birthday, and he was talking to me about the celebrations he had over the weekend and, you know, the festivities, celebrating with friends and family. And you went to, I guess, this steakhouse for dinner. Is that right, Chip?
Yeah, so it's a restaurant in the city, in Sydney City, and all they serve is steak as a main. So everybody gets the same steak, same cut, everything, but then you pick the sides.
So is it cooked the same?
Yeah, exactly, medium rare.
Oh, right, okay.
If you want it different, you have to tell them, I want it well done, which... Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, of course not.
Like, you call the cops if...
Pretty much. They're on standby.
Yeah, that's good.
So you get your exact same piece of meat, cooked the same way, and then they ask you whether you want a full or a half side. So half side obviously being the smaller option of the two. Mm-hmm. And then you can mix and match.
Nice.
So what did you get as your sides?
I got mashed potato and carrots, and I went with my partner, and she got cabbage. What? Oh, no, it's called Bubble and Squeak. It was like cabbage and then like a rice dip.
See, that's what I thought. Thanks. I'll cut you off there. Those are all
that's gross.
Not good
I think yours is right, Chippy. I think the best thing to have with your steak or your schnitzel is mash and veg.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, because you're always offered on the menu, you can always choose between chips and salad and mash and veg.
Yeah.
I think mash and veg is a superior option.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. I'm looking at Crevo. Yeah, thank you, Crevo.
Oh,
yep.
Absolutely not. Chips. Mash all the way.
No. You guys have misunderstood food. It's chips and salad is the only option and the greatest option. That's why they always say it first. Chips and salad or mash and veg.
No, I say the best till last is the famous saying, Crevo.
No, exactly right. No.
The first is always the winner. That's why when someone goes through in a race, right, they go through the finish line, they don't go, oh, who came last? They're the winner. They go, who's come through first?
You would have been a nightmare in debate club.
Yeah, I reckon.
4967 4105. This is a real juggernaut, I guess. It's the two big contenders in this field.
Mm.
And a quintessential Australian debate. When you go to the pub, you're getting your schnitzel, you're getting your steak, whatever it is.
Yep.
What are you getting on the side? Are you getting chips and salad, or are you getting mash and veg?
So, Ari, your team chips and salad, are you?
100%. The crispiness of the chips and the potatoey flavour, and then you've got the salt on it, then you've got the freshness of the salad.
You need the freshness to cut through whatever's been fried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think chips are both overrated. And mash is underrated.
Oh, well, I've just got
Get
this.
Get out. No.
This is simple.
You are wrong.
Clearly.
Well, let's let Newcastle decide. We'll go to Mayfield first. Morning, Robert. What's the superior sides?
Well, I think you're both wrong. It's going to be chips and mash, mate.
Chips and mash.
A double potato.
The more potato, the better.
While your taste buds love that, does your body love that?
Well, let's not talk about my body, mate. It's just a bit of our taste.
It's a sample. Now,
and you only live once, don't you? Go enjoy it.
Now, Robert, though, if I have to push you for an answer, you know, schnitzel to your head, which would you pick?
I got to say, mate, I always choose mash and chips if I can.
I'm pulling you down. That's enough from
Fence it up.
Yeah, I didn't want that. So there we go.
I guess you like what you like, don't you?
Yeah, that's it.
We're not going to judge you too much. All right, let's head over now to the west of Mayfield. Nicole, good morning. What do you prefer? What's the ultimate pub side?
Well, it depends. If you have steak, it's mash and veg, but if it's chicken schnitzel, it's definitely chips and salad.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay, depends on the main.
I just heard the last bit there, and all I heard was chips and salad, so I'll take a point. Thank you very much, Nicole.
I can't believe you've been in charge of the button bar. We need to have some serious words about this, I think.
It seems like it's going very well to me.
I agree. I concur.
All right, to Raymond Terrace. Michelle, what are your thoughts? What's the ultimate sides?
I think yous are all wrong. Chips and vegetables.
Chips and vegetables. Nah, pull it out. That's it.
Enough. I don't know what vegetables you would have for the fry.
Nah, like, see you later, Michelle.
We're not even entertaining that.
Thanks, Michelle.
That wasn't one of the options. That's tomorrow. Do you have a crazy side when you're out at the pub? Oh, all right, wrapping things up in Head and Greeter, Vaughan, what do you reckon?
Morning. Definitely chips, gravy and some salad.
Yes! Oh. I'm going to take that as a win.
We win, Primo, again. Yeah.
Again, like you said. It's good to be a win. It feels good, doesn't it?
It does.
Sit in this moment, right, and bask in the feeling. How do you feel right now? Amazing, yeah?
Like a winner, and only local winner as well.
Turn it up.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
Out last night for Chippy's birthday, of course. Got the Chippy Propel, our favourite producer.
Our only producer.
Yeah. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
No,
it was his birthday yesterday. So a couple of us went to Bangkok Nights on Beaumont Street for a Thai feed.
Yum.
Now, I'd never been there before. We were lucky enough to get to the street side table.
That is the better side to be on because you've got the view of the world passing by. Sure.
And you've got all the ambience and serenity of police sirens up and down Beaumont Street.
It's a guarantee. You see it between 1 and 3 per hour.
Oh, well, there you go. That makes sense.
That aside, though, was a lovely feed. I'd never been there before.
Yep.
Phenomenal. So we got this, I think the highlight for me was we got a Kylie Minogue Padam Padam curry, I think it's called, or a Penang curry.
That's fun. I like it.
With beef. That was phenomenal. We also got this, like, mince dish. You got the same, I
lab.
Think, Greebo.
Yeah, it's called lab.
Mine was pretty spicy, but...
Yeah, it was... Look, for that dish normally not that spicy. This had a good chili kick to it.
Ooh. I was trying to gauge. Siobhan was having it as well. I was looking over to her. You know, it's like so brave for the first person to say, oh, this is a little bit hot.
Yeah.
The worry is the person on the other side will turn around and go, no, it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, it was lovely. We had a great feed. Happy birthday to Chippy once again.
Yeah, if you chat to him today on the show, make sure you, I guess, wish him a happy birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Absolutely.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
This is a bit of a PSA, something to watch out for after I almost lost my finger.
What the heck?
Yeah, this is a real danger. So I was working at the shop, and in the shop we've got this, like, racking right near the ceiling to hang the rugs off, right?
Right, okay.
Steel rack.
Like it's a display thing, right? People yeah. flick through them? Or
no, it's just so they hang on the wall.
Oh, just, okay, yeah, yeah, sure.
So one yeah. layer sort of thing. Anyway, so I had to hang a new rug up there. We sold one that was hanging on the wall.
Do the most expensive ones go on the wall?
Not it's necessarily.
Like a wall of, you know, fame?
No, it's just more like a based on the look, really.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
So we're trying to create an atmosphere.
Lovely.
Anyway, the rugs are pretty heavy, 20, 30 kilos. So you got to carry that up the ladder, and it's got to have the hooks already clipped into it so that they're ready to hang over this rack, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm up the ladder, quite near the top. It's a bit, the rack itself is 3 meters up.
Okay.
And one of the hooks from the rug, when I hooked it up, came off. So there was a hook stuck up there. Right, stuck on there, but the rug was still over my shoulder.
Oh, no.
And when I went to grab the hook to, like, reattach it, my wedding ring caught on the hook, and then I started to lose my balance on the ladder, and I was literally millimeters away slash a little bit of balance loss away from being hung up by my wedding ring, which would have taken my finger off. I could feel the pressure
really
as the ladder moved.
How tight's your ring? Wouldn't just slip off?
No, because it was like hooked in.
Oh yeah, yeah. So it would have no wriggle room.
There's no wriggle room.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
It would have firstly tightened it further, but also the way I was hanging, it wouldn't have been able to get my finger up to slip down. I was close to being degloved.
Wow.
And you have to be so careful. Like, it does happen. I remember on this show one time, somebody called up playing basketball, did a slam dunk, and took it off.
Well, there's an NBA player who lost a finger doing a dunk.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Ex-NBA player now, Gerald Green, who was a bit of a journeyman, played for, like, several teams throughout the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, he one of the best dunkers in the NBA, you know, won several dunk contests.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All doing it with 9 fingers.
So he did it early on in his career, did he?
Yeah, like high school basketball, lost a finger doing a dunk.
You got to be so careful.
Isn't, like, just as a side note, isn't that, like, a long-term myth whereby if you bite down on your finger, like, you could actually bite it off, but we don't because, like, the signals in our brain goes, oh, no, that hurts. Please stop that. So it is actually possible to really get rid of your phalanges really easily.
There you go.
Yeah, I reckon you probably do have the biting power to take someone else's finger off if you needed to.
Yeah.
Oh, only if you need to, yeah? That's just a top tip in
just
general.
Scientifically looking at it, you know?
Yeah, I think you'd be right. I think that's about right.
Oh.
There's a warning. Just be careful of your fingers. They're really important.
And be careful around Ari's. She's coming to chomp them off.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
All of those years of building an obsession and also stalking your favourite celebrities could quite literally pay off now that a new job's been advertised over in England.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
you're going to have to elaborate a little bit.
You've got
to
give us a bit more.
So a job is now been launched over in the village of what's called Holmes Chapel in Cheshire, England. Ooh la la.
Ooh, fancy.
Recruiting.
And you said it in a fancy way.
Pretty much, exactly.
I didn't have that ready.
That's all right, I had to do it. That's fine. My version was better.
There we go. All right. Thanks, Greeno. So there's a job now recruiting true Harry Styles super fans to be tour guides of the guy's hometown. This, like, you have to have, like, this serious obsession with Harry Styles' early life before he hit stardom to be able to show people around his hometown.
I think there would be a few people out there who would be keen to do this job.
Absolutely. Well, according to the job description, the village is now seeking people with a, and in quotes, flair for storytelling and also a genuine interest in the place called Holmes Chapel with a good knowledge of its history, including Harry Styles and his roots.
I mean, what are you going to say, though? This is where he filled up his car with, you know, unleaded ones.
Yeah,
this is where
he
went to school. This is the bakery where he worked before.
Oh,
you know,
that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That bakery.
Mum's house. He walked past this fence this one time, according to his memoir. I don't know.
I think you're right. I think there are a lot of people who'd be very, very I guess, qualified for this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our boss's daughter is a Harry Styles super fan.
Yeah.
Saw him 3 times last year.
Yeah.
Went to Europe to go see him.
That's
phenomenal, isn't it?
That is the next level.
The level of stardom he has, though.
Well, absolutely. I mean, like, this follows, it was just released last year. This is why this job has been launched. There's a such thing as a walking map, a Harry Styles walking map that's already been launched last year, which shows you, obviously, like, pretty much the same thing. It's like, oh, this is where he went all the time, blah, blah, blah. This, get this right, more than 5,000 people visited the village to follow the map just last year alone.
And that's without a tour guide. So if you get the tour guides in there, this little village, a sleepy village or whatever it is, they would be, the Chamber of Commerce, they've sat around, had tea and scotch fingers and went, how can we capitalise on this?
Well, imagine money. Major export is Harry Styles. What do you reckon the criteria is to get this job? Do you reckon you got to do like a little BuzzFeed quiz? Like 21 questions, Harry Styles, number 7 will shock you or...
Probably. Yeah. That's probably exactly how they're going to do it. But the thing is, though, I reckon they could capitalise even more. My 2 cents would be, why don't you build a shop just Harry Styles based? So, like, you know how you have a gift shop on, like, on your way through, like, a museum exhibit?
Yeah.
You should have one of those, but Harry Styles is, after you finish this walking tour with your tour guide,
one road,
have a shop.
One road out of the town.
Yes.
And it's through a drive-through Harry Styles merch shop.
And if you're really clever, you'll get stuff there that you can only buy in that town.
Yes.
So the true hardcore fans will, that's their only option, is to go to that town. You and I should be on the marketing board, Ari.
I think
we should. We got a chance to help this town out.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
So last night, celebrating our producer Scott the Chippy Frappell's birthday,
we
all went out for dinner. It was very nice. Then there's the very, I guess, fun/awkward game after the dinner of who's leaving what way, who's saying goodbye to who in what way. Is there a hug? Is there a handshake?
Well, I tried to make it even more awkward as well because I knew Siobhan and I had parked. It was unlikely anyone had parked the same way we had.
Yeah.
Sure.
So after we did the big farewell, like, you know, out the front of the restaurant, I was then like, who's walking that way? No one full well. No one would be other than us two. Everyone else going your way.
Yeah, that's right. And then my wife, Emmy, and I were walking with Jackie from the newsroom and her partner. And we're walking along and then we pass their car. So then
say bye again.
Yeah, but bye again. And like, you start through a story. So you then have to finish the story in front of their car before you keep going.
Walk to your car,
It's just one of the, I guess.
It's like when you drop someone off.
Yeah.
And you've got to sit in the driveway to finish the story.
Oh my God, I know.
Or when someone leaves, you have to go out the front and watch their car go.
Yeah.
Give them away.
There for ages while they turn on their car.
Pretend to push it as a kid.
Yeah.
It's one of the iconic, I guess, human interactions where nobody knows what to do.
No.
There are no hard and fast rules for any of it. It's so fun to watch it all unfold.
It's scary news, though.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Scrolling Newy Reddit yesterday, and a post caught my eye, and the caption of it is, or the title of the post, is Darby Raj and Raj's Corner in Liquidation.
Oh, surely that's fake.
Oh, my God, please no.
Fake news.
It seems that someone, you know, has done a bit of research and found a notice from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission website for an appointment of liquidator to both Darby Raj and Raj's Corner.
What?
So this is dated back to August last year, 7th of August. It says, notice is given that at a general meeting of the members of the company held on the 7th of August 2023, it resolved that the company would be wound up and that Sule Arnautovic has been appointed liquidators.
That can't be right, though. That's an institution. It's so popular.
You are absolutely correct, Ari. And this just scares me. Do you think that's definitely a wind-up for the whole thing, or are we missing something here?
I don't know. There's lots of speculation on the post. Lots of people commenting. Some saying, you know, nothing to worry about. In fact, that's just the liquidation of their old address because they moved on Derby. Remember, they moved to the corner.
They moved across the road.
And it probably was about that time last year. Probably was around August-ish last year they made that move.
Well, so that makes sense.
It could be possible that you've got they had two companies set up for whatever reason, and they're liquidating both and creating one new one. Is that possible?
More speculation about that, because I guess if they had the two companies, one then is, you know, if
you're just making more paperwork unnecessarily. You've got to pay company fees every year to have more multiple companies. Mm. All of that would cost more money.
So, there are a lot of people who are saying, nothing to worry about. Don't worry. This is all admin stuff. They will continue to, you know, run as usual.
Yeah, because they've got so many locations now.
Other people are saying, you know, they're like, this is, if Derby, you know, Rajas closes, I'm moving. I'm moving from Newcastle. Because it is that kind of institution, isn't it?
The power it has, palpable.
Well, it's where people meet, you know, and just go for a bite. I mean, the whole thing is, it's very scary if it is true. I just really hope that it's not, because I love a Rajas corner.
It could be. You could flip this on its head and say this is a brilliant marketing ploy, thinking that they're going into liquidation. Let's get more people through the doors. Let's do it.
The old EB Games closing down sale.
Yes.
Or the furniture, one of the other ones. The furniture place always closing down.
Yeah. Yep.
Kitchen warehouse. That's the one, isn't it? Always closing down.
Up to 60% off.
I guess this is a chance, though, for us to use the little platform we have for good. If you've got some insider information, if you know what's going on, help us get to the bottom of this. 4967 4105. I want to do some investigative journalism here and figure out what's actually happening at Rajas Corner.
Because all of us on the team are just so hopeful that it's all, everything's all good.
Stay open,
yes, please.
Please.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Chance of showers later on. You
stay away.
The Novos here at New FM.
No way. I don't want it.
What do you mean, stay away?
Well, I don't want the showers.
Yeah, nice sunny one.
I like a little bit of melancholy weather.
I don't even know what that word is, so you've done me with your vocabulary.
I'll give you an education later. No, don't you like just, you know, cuddling up with a blanket, listening to the rain with some popcorn?
No,
just me. I'm on an island.
Well, you'll be happy if it does rain then. That's good.
You know what? Yep. All these scientists, what they should do is figure out a way to just make it rain overnight.
That would be handy.
That's just like, it can rain overnight every night. That's fine.
That is fine.
Pretty sure that's what a sound machine is also for. You can just put the noise on.
No. But like, the sound machine doesn't water the plants and fill up the dams and stuff, you know? Because I understand we need rain. I just don't like it when it inconveniences me.
Me too.
Anyway, we're the chat out of the way. A full derail this year.
No, that's fine.
We're pretty much done for the day, aren't we?
Thank you.
We do have to do a bit of housekeeping. This can't be right. Robert in Mayfield's won night tickets. He won't budge and says chips and mash is the best.
Oh, at a pub feed, like with your steak and whatever?
Yeah.
No.
A man who, I guess, stands on his morals, though.
That is true. You know, he wouldn't budge.
We tried and tried and tried. Chips and mash is supreme. So off to the nights. Like we said, they're playing Thursday against the Roosters McDonald Jones Stadium. Place to win tickets right here in New
York. Only local winners. Well done, Robert.
Also, don't forget, speaking of local winners, we have New FM's Trivia Temptation to play right throughout the day. Stakes have been doubled. You can fill two wallets.
Oh, $100 per question, I believe.
That is correct.
Money.
Yep, that is summed it up.
The more you get right, the more money you win. If you get one wrong, you lose it all. How much are you willing to risk? You can play right throughout the day. Your first chance with Scott, the Chippy Frappel, for your work day.
Yeah, that's it. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.